selling drugs, aphrodisiacs, engaging in narcotics at the full glare of the public.
So this time is not something that is we're going to do or just leave it like that. No, you know, if the president doesn't want this, there's no way I can do it because I was appointed by the president of the Republic of Ghana.
We have details as dozens of makeshift structures pulled down at Seko Neoplan bus stop in a special Accra Metro Police national security operation in Accra's mayor's ongoing attempt to decongest the capital.
The people are selling drugs, aphrodisiacs, engaging in narcotics at the full glare of the public.
They are jokers. AMA's authority, they are all jokers. It's better they take their personal belongings to a safer place where they can have access to their personal belongings.
We have all of these details and plus speaking to people who understand how this exercise can really leave a lasting impact on the city. Here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies. My name is Samuel Kojo Brice. Tonight, Mayor of Accra is hitting back at critics who dismiss his decongestion effort as just another short-lived ritual of new leadership, insisting it will work this time under his watch. Speaking on PM Express, Nick Bakbo Alote revealed that President John Dramani Mahama has fully backed his campaign to reclaim the city street from squatters and pavement traders. We'll hear from him shortly, but first, dozens of makeshift structures housing over 50 squatters have been pulled down at Seko Neoplan bus stop on day two of the ongoing Accra decongestion exercise. The exercise took a new turn today when officers of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, the Ghana Police Service, the National Security stormed the circle area, demolishing the makeshift structures mounted behind the backstop by squatters. Listen to sub-metro director of Okankwe South, Messi Odoy, revealing that the operation was based on on intelligence they picked about drug and other illicit activities right at this bus stop.
This is one of the fridges that has been opened, and it contains bottled water with pan. I'm sure the person is yet to set off to market because the pan is still in the fridge with soft drinks as well as bottled water. Another one is opened at the other side, and it contains chilled water actually, which means that there's been electricity provision here which they've been using to freeze their drinks and water to sell to the public. It is virtually frozen. It is unclear the source of power for this, but you see electric wires on the floor, which indicates that there is full life happening here. I just see a board there, an electric board there, with a main switch, which I'm sure had been disconnected. And that is the source of power they use to power the fridges and other accessories here in order to help them undertake their work. The municipal health officer is still here at the center of all of this to oversee the work. I'm back to you again. Where do they get the power to power their accessories?
That is the question. They do this thing overnight. Okay.
Have you been able to trace the source of the power?
Yeah, we did that. We traced it. They laid a power underground. And we tried to track. I think I have to bring the police. I have to let the police come. Hey, let the police come here. This woman be taking the money. Hey, what are
you? There
is a bit of confrontation. The ladies are insisting that the thing shouldn't be removed from the fridge. You trace the power to where?
We trace the power. You cannot determine and see where they connected it from. So, because of that, when we came, we tried to get access to the meter. So we took all the power off from the meter. They have a central meter. The meter is with us, Amy. It's in the office. We're going to use the meter to interrogate, to investigate, to find out whose name is on that meter. And that will be where we arrest whoever owns the meter and who is paying the electricity bills to.
So when you trace the cable, at a point it was buried underground?
Underground, we cannot track it. Yes.
So, have you found the owner of these drinks?
They have been adequately educated. They are even among us, but they are playing a game of we will go, and they will remain here. So, based on that, we evacuate the things, take the fridge out, and the place will be empty.
Okay.
That's all. Because the whole thing is that they play a strategy like, as we are here, 30 minutes, it's not going to be the same thing here.
Okay.
Yes.
You see, they are still removing the drinks and the minerals, the soft drinks from the fridge, and they are packing them into this rubber here to convey as well. Boss, where are you taking them?
We are sending the thing to office.
So we want to put it down. We don't know the person, because if the person come, we don't know. And so we want to give it to the police. And so if the person comes, it's going to take their fridge and this thing to go. It's not our fault. It's not for us.
Madam.
And so we can't take some.
Madam.
So you are helping them to pack it?
I sell my things here. They have thrown all my things away.
What do you sell?
I sell lash and nails and chains. So, they have packed all our things here. So I have three children. I'm looking at them. See the way they have scattered here. See the way they have done. See my stomach. I have three children. I'm looking at them. I can give them their pictures. And they have gone to school. That's why. Like, I'll bring them and you'll see them. I'm telling them. I do lash. I do everything. I can take my teeth come.
So that's how the exercise went down today. We can now hear from the sub-metro director of Okanikwe South, Mercy Odoi, who revealed that the operation was based on intelligence they picked about drug and other illicit activities right at this particular bus stop.
In our communities, in our cities, we come here, we know this place is a bus stop. Yet we come, people are engaged in all sorts of activities. If you had come earlier, you go behind this bus stop and you can see what is going on there. People are selling drugs, aphrodisiacs, engaging in narcotics at the full glare of the public. Yet nobody says anything. The assembly, through the courtesy of our Honorable Mayor, Michael Kpakpuhalote, is on the grounds. He was here yesterday. He has been here every time, sanitizing and sensitizing them. They should move out of this place. This is a bus stop. The buses need to come here, and then whatever has to be done should be done. Yeah, people have taken over, and they are doing their own thing. I'm even told some allocate spaces for others.
That's what I've been. I spoke to a gentleman who deals in phone accessories earlier, and he tells me that they pay 50 Ghana cedis monthly to a gentleman who comes here to take the money. He's unsure where he comes from. Do you take taxes from them?
We don't take anything. So we are also fishing out who the person is, and we'll report to our bosses.
So that is Mercy Odoi there. But let me bring in James Aveji, because he has been covering this since morning, and he joins me in studio with more. James, the squatters are accusing officials of misleading them because they had been promised just yesterday that there will not be any kind of demolition in that particular area. What do you know about what changed?
Yes, Brett. So yesterday when we went on the first phase of the demolition exercise, later in the afternoon, we went to the circle area. And this particular bus stop was one of the places visited by the Accra mayor himself, had an interaction with the squatters who are also traders at the place, and advised them to keep their wares not beyond the pavement, because it is necessary to as part of the decongestion exercise, to free the space for vehicles and passers-by as well. Shook their hands and had some chit chat with them, and so it came as a surprise to them this morning, all to be met with this demolition exercise. Told me that they actually asked the mayor, and he reassured them that this will not happen. I spoke with a phone dealer who expressed surprise at what actually happened this morning.
for like 2 years.
2 years. Were you given any indication of they evicting you this morning?
Oh no. Nah. Like I did me today self, I was not in town. So my younger brother was here. He called me that they have come to clear, so I should come quickly and pack our things. So I just come then we pack. So I didn't hear anything like you should move from here or something. I didn't hear anything.
How did you manage to live there? Is it the fact that you went to see someone to get a place, or you saw people and you also joined?
One guy came here for like last year. He came and said he's the owner of the bus stop, those who give us the plot at the bus stop here. Yeah. So every day, every month, he come for 50 cedis.
Okay.
Every month, yeah.
So you pay 50 cedis to him?
Yeah.
You know his name?
I don't know his name.
Where does he come from?
I don't know where he come from. Like, I don't know, maybe he be those... I don't know him. He just came here and say he's the owner of here, so we should give him 50 cedis every month. Then he can't take it.
So that's one of the squatters there talking about how they pay for where they are and the fact that they were promised that where they are will not be demolished. But again, the health officer or the sub-metro director tells us that they did what they did based on intelligence they gathered about drugs and illicit activities that go on in that particular area. Now, the AMA is vowing to extend this demolition to other parts of Circle. James?
Exactly. So, as part of the interaction, I happened to speak to one of the Metropolitan Environmental Health Officers who was at the center of this today, Mr. Joseph Asitanga, who indicated to me, in fact, when they sacked them from the behind the bus stop, they collected their belongings and parked them in the median. If you use second, the overfly, under it, they packed the things there while looking on while the distraction was ongoing.
Okay.
And so I asked him whether they would have to relocate them to a different place or what happens around the circle area.
Okay.
He said they are going to clear them from there, even extend the demolition exercise to other parts of the circle area.
Hey, Miss Arthur, they are all jokers. It's better they take their personal belongings to a safer place where they can have access to their personal belongings. But for here, the whole stretch of the bridge to the end of the big roundabout, taking the second roundabout, the junkies, we are out for them until they leave this place.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Joseph A. Asitanga.
So those living at the other end of the road would also go?
Hey, where are you telling
me? And you see him there trying to sack the man going there. I'm asking about those living at the other side of the road. Are they also going? Because I spoke to a woman who said you have allowed them to stay while you are sacking
nobody.
Them.
Nobody. My brother.
Stand this way for me.
My brother. Nobody. Nobody allowed anybody to be here. We did the sensitization all over the whole of Accra Central, equally here. They are all aware. The work is face by face. We are tackling here. You can imagine the enormous of the job here. Are you getting me? The enormous of the job here. Look, we started as early as 7. We are still here. So if we go there and we don't complete it, it means they will come back there. So
well, James, you've been checking on the traffic situation at Tudu and Kantamantu area 24 hours after the decongestion exercise there. What is the latest?
Brace, I can report that traffic is moving very swift. The road is still clear. Today, the AMA boosted the activities by marking the road now beyond which the traders are restricted. And so we hope that this continues as we move forward.
Now, the question about whether this is sustainable and whether this will be different from the others we've seen, the mayor of Accra, Nick Gbagbo Alote, is hitting back at critics who dismiss the decongestion effort ongoing now as just another short-lived ritual of any new leadership. Listen.
Most of the places, but AMA is going to start 24-hour ticketing, claim baller, tax force. We're going to start within 24 hours. We're going to work to make sure the city stays alive till morning. So this time is not something that is we're going to do and just leave it like that. No. And I'm very grateful for Mama bringing, our president bringing the 24-hour economy.
In this exercise of yours, do you have the backing of the president?
Pamela, both of us, from what you're asking me now, you know, if the president doesn't want this, there's no way I can do it because I was appointed by the president of the Republic of Ghana.
So you have his full backing. Even when you approach elections, this will still be something that you will implement?
Pamela, if you see, we are not bullying the woman. We're talking to the women. I've been with them on Saturday. I spoke with them one-on-one. So the market women understand what I'm about to do, and they agree for me to do it. They asked me to do it this way. This is what they want.
And what about the market women who say provide an alternative for them so that once you move them, they can go back?
I'm going to block the street. I'm bringing a new policy. By next week, I'm going to block a street every week for them to sell.
Okay, and on days when they're not supposed to be there, do they have the market? Do they have enough spaces there for them to put up their wares?
No, I'm blocking the whole stretch of the street, like let's say from Rollins Park to the fire service junction, there's going to be only market women there. So there's no way anybody can complain. I couldn't sell.
So that's the AMA mayor there. Now, when he was asked if he has the resources, not just the political will to enforce and sustain the crackdown, he said, God will provide. Well, let's go on to the phone lines now and speak to people who understand, you know, this area and help us know how we can really sustain this. Isaka Amokote is local governance expert. We also have Joseph Asitanga, is district environmental health officer, metropolitan environmental health officer with the AMA. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, we're looking at how this will not be one of those exercises where, yes, the first few days you see some impact, but over time then we are back to square zero. So really, what is the plan the assembly has put in place to ensure that we get this done? Mr. Asitanga, this is for you.
Yeah, good evening and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, I want to make a correction, and good evening to our Lord Mayor. Our Lord Mayor, Mr. Honorable Aluto Michael, the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency Mr. John Dramani Mahama. The whole issue about sanitation is the concern for everybody. Mm-hmm. Sanitation is not about people considering or taking their mind back to look at only refuse. Refuse is the minute aspect of sanitation. When we talk of sanitation, I want to give you a brief background on why we have done what we've done today. When we talk of sanitation is about unauthorized and illegal structures at unauthorized places. Illegal structures, people squatting at unauthorized places where it is not approved or designated by the district assembly for whatever purposes they are there doing. It becomes illegal. So, however, we mean what we have done today. When we say demolition, it's not demolition. We are clearing a bus stop, which the bus stop is constructed for the transit of passengers, loading and offloading, and which has been virtually overtaken by traders. And they put up supermarket underneath the bus stop.
What is a good exercise? I'm asking from you, what are the plans that we've put in place to ensure that they do not return, such that it won't be like the exercises of the past, where we'll get successes for the few days, but in the long term, we won't get those successes?
It will never come. This is a collaborative work, a teamwork, made up of all the securities concerned. We have the MESEC security meeting, where all agencies, state agencies who matter and what sanitation matter are all involved. So as of now, where we have cleared the bus stop, if you get there, it's free. From tomorrow ongoing, we're going to put burglar proof around the place and put a mess to ensure that those people who were operating there illegally do not have the access to go back to the bus stop to operate. Apart from that, with the help of the National Security Liaison Officer, who is in charge of the Accra zone and specifically stationed at Circle with his team, are also mandated by the mayor to ensure 24-hour regular monitoring at the bus stop to prevent them from returning back to the bus stop to operate. In addition to that, the assembly also have city guards, who we are also going to deploy them from tomorrow early morning, 5 a.m. They will also be there to ensure that nobody gets back to the bus stop to carry out any trading activity there. And by this measures, everybody is up for it. The AMA is out for it. The government is up for it. All government agencies are all out for it. And the support is there. The traders themselves are out for it. The motorists or everybody who matters and uses the road are all happy that their job is done today. So they are all in support to support us to ensure that we sustain this job that we've done today. So with the security measures to sustain it, we have already, it has already been put in place.
Okay.
And you will never see this terrorist operation at that particular place. Apart from the all other areas that we have marked, the market areas are where we marked because they're taking the soldiers off the road. Therefore, we needed to mark, give them a mark, and give them area to operate, not to trespass the red line. So this is also being sustained by the provision of security at the road marking area.
Okay.
And mind you that every area that we operate is manned by an electoral area, which is having an assembly member responsible for the day-to-day interaction with the people. So the assembly members who are also within the various electoral areas that we have visited are also charged with the responsibility to talk to their electorate to ensure that this work we have done don't become a night day wonder. So
if I understand you, you will have security officers stationed at every place that you are decongesting, right?
Specifically, our concern is the bus stops where they have converted the place into other activities.
Okay.
Your phones are being, people's phones are being snapped. Immoral activity, the place they sleep there. You cannot freely stop to operate and go. So the security are made to understand that they work and operate there 24 hours ensure that these criminal activities are fished out and they are made to relocate.
So every time if we pass there, we'll see a security personnel there?
Yes, you will see our people there.
I'm grateful to you, Joseph Asitanga. Let me bring in Isaka Mokote. He's a local governance expert. So you've listened to the Metropolitan Environmental Health Officer. I mean, are you convinced that this is how we can sustain the gains we'll make from these exercises?
Well, I don't know how we are organizing the whole exercise because Asitanga is not a staff of AME. He is a staff of Osu-Klote Municipal Assembly. He has his jurisdiction. The whole of Adabraka through Odona Market belongs to Osu-Klote Municipal Assembly.
Okay. Mm.
And we have to differentiate between AMA's area where we have overcrowded market people and then Osu-Klote chasing miscreants and criminals.
But he mentioned that the MESEC met and decided on the way to go. So this is what the Metropolitan...
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then we are not touching... AMA is not attacking or demolishing or chasing out criminals. But Osu-Klote, they have harbored these criminals over the years. In fact, they are criminals. They are not overcrowded market people being chased out. They are criminals living under the bridge, the overhead bridge at Circle.
So
let's have the clear distinction between the two activities.
Well said. But if you listen to him on their strategy to, you know, make sure that the gains they are making will be sustained over a long time, does it come across to you as that is how we can really achieve the aim of
so
making
then
sure that this is done?
It now moved into it becomes a regional problem Because moving these criminals and miscreants from there, where are they going? Somebody must ask, where are they relocating? Are they relocating in another municipality, or they will be hanging around to see if they can gather themselves and then continue doing whatever they are doing? Because this is not the first time. Around the Lido area, I remember my good brother Oko Vanderpoy demolished a brothel around that area. And today, I'm hearing there is a place called Lucifer Bar around the same area. And they are operating there. So let's deal with miscreants and criminals by the Osukoti. And then deal with overcrowding within the AMA itself.
Okay.
Mm. Uh-huh. You see, when we are looking at, let's deal with the AMA issue. The jurisdiction of AME has all the warehouses in Accra. Importers bring their wares and they keep them in the warehouses. Now, the shops around from Mokola up to the Tudu area stretch to Angelina shop house area to Kantamanton. They all get their wares from these warehouses. They are supposed to be wholesalers. But now we have retailers also joining them in the market. And now we have moved into having hawkers joining them on the street and then on the pavement. So if you are the mayor of AME, you'll be compelled to move them from the pavement, because pavement is not a place for hawking. You don't block the pavement for pedestrians to walk on the street. So he must come up with a strategy, because the people there are more than the facility he's supposed to superintend.
So with where Joseph Asitanga operates, he says they are placing security officers on the street, and where they are pushing these people who have taken over the street away. Is that how to sustain the gains?
Well, if you have a space where you don't know what to do with it, miscreants and criminals will occupy the space. So if he has a space and he thinks that mounting police surveillance or security surveillance in that area will deter the miscreants from coming there, why not? But let's look at the larger picture. You see, we have created a number of municipalities. Each municipal assembly must have its own central business district. And this pressure on the facility at Accra Central will be minimized. For instance, if you come to Ganoff and then Amasaman, that is the entrance to Accra. I mean the entry point to Accra, Ganwest and Ganoff. They don't have any market. So why don't we place a satellite market there to take hold of all the goods that will be coming to the central business district, for all and sundry to be trooping to the central business district to go and do business there, and in the evening check out.
But they did with the onion market.
About 1.5 million people rushing into your city in the morning and then checking out in the evening. How are you going to manage it?
All right. I'm grateful to you, sir. Thanks for joining. He is Isaka Amokote, legal governance expert. Earlier, you heard Joseph Asitanga, district environmental health officer with the AMA. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel. Connecting the energies up next is Newsnight.